Well, guys, we're in book three now.
So crazy.
We are in book three.
Yay.
I personally love this book. There's a lot of fun stuff. Obviously, you guys were there for the whole thing. But is there any questions that you guys have about, like, book two, about, like, anything you might have missed and stuff?
What did we miss?
Man, did you know that hex map?
In the hex map?
Yeah. What was with you just, just like, oh, yeah, you just travel through the hex, no problem. I didn't realize it was,
You want me to reveal all of the hexes?
Sure.
Yeah, man.
One was just going to be a giant thing of gold just sitting there.
Whoa.
There it is. Just a massive, massive jungle.
I mean, we hit basically every structure.
It doesn't look like we missed a lot of stuff.
You didn't. No. I made sure to force you to certain places.
Oh, cool. Were there any other very dangerous creatures in this jungle that we could have encountered? Like the dragon dude at the bottom right.
The Bita, whatever it was called. That was in the book, but that was a planned encounter. The Abomasams, the sloth things, there was no planned encounter for that. That was completely random. I just really wanted you to fight those. You guys did not miss much. The EQJ didn't really care for you in the first place.
So what would have happened if we had gone back to the Acroval after the first pillar?
After that, I had planned for you guys to go. I had planned for them to tell you about what happened in the elephant village, the elephant people village. I didn't know what you guys would do, but you guys were just like, fuck it, just go east. all right, because they just...
What's going on?
I was afraid that if we backtrack, it would just eat so much time doing
that. No, that's completely fair, yeah. You guys are out of your element in every capacity. Even the ranger, he dealt more in, like...
City.
Yeah, more city stuff. And your background does have you going and hunting people, but it's mostly to bring them back into the city, so they don't get far from you.
Just a city boy!
Yeah.
Born a friend of Acroville!
Shit.
Took the midnight elephant gold.
Oh, I did want to talk more about the eclipse. So they gave you the eclipse, which, as I said in the last episode, is the key... to the Dream Gate.
Yeah.
That's cool. So the Dream Gate is for
a portal back in Brito.
Yeah, but we have a deity.
Desna.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Duh.
Darn knife.
Do I get points?
Oh yeah, Desna.
Just saying.
Who is Desna?
There was a mechanic that I did not implement here because it would have been ridiculous, but there was like a favor mechanic with the Leopard Clan that, like, depending on like what you did, you would like earn favor with them. There was some like neat things in there of just like obviously destroying each of the pillars gave you certain favor points or whatever. Still weird to me that like you could go through the whole book and then be like, you didn't get enough favor points.
And then we wouldn't get the Star Knife.
You would just have to do something to trust them afterwards, but I'm not doing that. one of the cool things that are favor points is that, do you remember the Mokele Bembe?
Yeah, that
the
thing.
The big dinosaur thing? Mm-hmm. If you guys actually killed that, you would have lost favor points with the Ikuje.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't want to do it. We didn't want
any... Well, we didn't want to fight it.
You don't want to fight it.
We didn't want any part of that thing.
Yeah, after, like, I think it was a retroactive, like, once we figured it out, it was like, oh, this thing had reach. It could, like, sonic boom things.
Yeah, like a sonic boom ability. It was also, like, a CR9 creature when you guys were, like, level 6.
Yeah.
So, You guys didn't miss anything.
We didn't really try to piss them off either.
No, of course not. I mean, I feel
like if we went out of our way to just like...
they were already wary of you at first anyway, you guys were like, let's be nice.
Hey, you know how this like whole city's in one giant tree? I kind of set the base on fire.
You know how the history of your people is carved in with magic into these trees? Yeah, I left those on fire.
Okay, I'm super curious about one thing. Kezra was pretty weak from the battle at the time, but he considered killing... the dragon.
Mm. Kyrian.
Would that be doable?
If I had killed the dragon and taken the jewel.
If you had taken the jewel.
Wow.
That is a great question. Let me tell you, the book does not say anything about that.
Killing the dragon?
Yeah.
Wow. They just really expect the...
Yeah, it... Hmm. I mean, let me see.
Well, I mean, that
people
was essentially...
playing this aren't going to be that stupid.
I mean, I was almost that stupid.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be like, Kezra cast Lightning Bolt.
See, I don't know what Adelar would have done, because I already made an agreement that he'd be okay, you know? Would that be where Kezra and Adelar throw down?
I didn't have a lightning bolt available. Like, all my top level spells were gone, and my focus points were gone.
Yeah, I think so
Adelar hops on the back of the dragon.
I don't have an ability to kill him right now.
Yeah,
I was like, he's weak, and I could have. And like, I'm like, let's kill this guy, take this thing.
Yeah, because I think that was the point. I mean, like, we just fought a bunch of shit. Like, at that point, like, we were pretty much tapped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the spellcasters were. I mean,
yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure that would have been very, very interesting. Did you read everything that Eclipse does, by the way?
Oh, I did not.
Awesome.
I went back just to make sure I wasn't lying. No, it does not say. It just says if Kirion survives the battle, because if you do release him, he does actually help. It's just that you released him after the combat was done. So he feebly tried to help out with the gem. The Stanaf.
Yeah. You said it was
some pretty cool
plus one striking. Cold iron.
Returning.
A lot of things.
When you score a critical hit with Eclipse, the target's creature's eyes are plunged in the darkness.
Yep.
Oh.
If that creature doesn't have dark vision, it is blinded for one round. Whoa. No save. If you critically hit with it,
just go blind.
And they don't have dark vision, they're blind for one round.
Fuck.
Also, it has two other abilities. You can activate for one action. You can, once per day, Eclipse blade glows like starlit night.
Oh.
And it causes it to shed like a torch, so it's just like the light spell.
That's cool.
And you can deactivate it, and then it has a reaction 3 times per day. You attempt a stealth check to hide or sneak, but you haven't rolled yet.
Mm.
The effect is you absorb light. You gain a +2 status bonus to the stealth check.
Holy,
so you basically
nice.
Like darken the area around you.
Yeah,
and you can do that 3 times per day.
Yeah, the picture there that I have here that I haven't found it right now, but
so if I still have to be a plus 21.
Yes,
if I did that.
The blades itself almost they almost have like a iridescent effect to them, where if you like move it around, you can kind of see like stars instead, like the night sky inside of them. It's a very, very cool item. Yep, item level 8. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to see if I can actually bring that into my character sheet.
What's the Star Knight's throw? 20 feet? That's not bad.
Yeah, so 40 feet for
40
me.
Feet for you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty sick. Deadly trait.
Yep.
Do you want to use your new +2 striking bow, or use that?
I already threw it out.
Yeah.
Took the trash.
Broke it over my knee, so no one else can have it.
But see, here's the thing. Elkwood now can snipe from a distance, pull the Star Knife out, because it's a returning one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He can pull that out for mid-range, and then obviously the curved sword.
And the nice thing is, because he has quick draw, he doesn't have to drop that bow. Because you can hold a bow with one hand, quick draw the Star Knife, and it'll come back every time.
Yeah.
If something does close distance on you, you just... start throwing the knife out.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching,
cha-ching. Strafe.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
So, the Ikuje, the leopard clan of the Ikuje and Akravel, they present you with these gifts, the Star Knife and the Dragon Charm. And they just sort of stand there and say, now that you are no longer outsiders, what will you do?
Well, I think we have a key to put in a lock somewhere. So we'll probably start by heading back to our home.
Well, if you must go, you will always have a place here if you ever are told by the Inheritor to come back. There's always a bed.
Thank you.
And you know how to get a hold of me through my dreams and stuff.
I will see you in my dreams. Just make it sound like a creepy 80s love song.
You'll see me in your dreams. Joshy, Nikitai's father, it just kind of glares at you like, what's wrong with you?
You all sent me dream messages.
I swear, it's not what you think.
He doesn't do magic. He's a ranger.
What the fuck?
That was kind of fucked up.
So if you guys go, they'll walk you back to the They'll walk you down. They will not. They will not walk you all the way to the portal. Mm-hmm. You guys do have in tow Hazel
and her kobolds
and 14 kobolds.
Hazel.
No, no, no. Sorry, it was like 7 kobolds. But anyway,
some of them died.
When did Hazel
show
up?
They all lived.
Oh, did they all live?
Yeah, okay. They all lived. Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously, when did Hazel show up?
Oh, Kezra.
Last night. Blubbering idiot. Yeah. I was there last night. Do you not remember talking to me at all?
Wait, are you coming with us?
Kezra, do you not remember what happened between us in the bathhouse last night?
Excuse me? Phrasing.
Wait.
I am. Benson just turns around and walks away. Like, I'm not listening to this conversation.
I don't want to hear that.
I hope to happen while nothing happened.
Oh, yes. I just found you drunk and passed out. Just another day in the life, I suppose.
Oh, good. I'm good.
Though you did have a strike of brilliance in your drunken stupor, you put the staff, the fire staff, inside the water to heat it.
How about that? I've had some of my brighter moments inebriated.
I was doing my homework sloshed.
I do recall a warm bath, but I also dreamt about pissing myself. So,
well,
it's hard to distinguish what happened, actually.
Was it the third or fourth bathtub shot?
I did have to hastily pull you out of the bath before you drowned yourself, so...
I can always count on you for that.
If the staff was in the water long enough, it would have started boiling.
He just kind of sits there.
Man, it's good.
I smell something. Cooking.
Getting really hot in here.
Accidentally cast a fireball into the water. Blow up the bath.
There's no water in it. he's just kind of like, as you guys are walking, she just kind of turns to you out of alert. She's like, have you tried disciplining him?
No.
If you attempt to tame a stallion that does not wish that, you will only get yourself hurt. Or worse, dead.
Oh, Hazel.
He waves the staff in her face.
When I get back, I plan on replacing some of these stupid spells you put on the staff. There's much more powerful fire spells you could have used.
You hear her eyes roll back in her head.
This has served me far better than it would have than it's ever served you.
Benson Elkwood, I don't think we filled you in amongst all the partying. Probably wondering why there's Hazel in the thorn claws, thorn it's scales following
thorn
us.
Thorn scales.
They're not starting a new band. They're
going Hazel to be... in the thorn claws. Thorn scales.
The thorn scales.
They're prog rock.
It's fairly obvious, but thank you for the explanation.
Yes, and Elkwood just... Like, after the whole experience, he's just kind of vacantly staring off and just looks at her. And he goes, nods. And just looks at the kobolds, nods. He's very displaced right now.
Hazel just sort of, like, sees you look, and she's just like, sorry about the poison.
They just kind of, like, there's just like a distant, he's like a distant look in his eyes, just staring at her. No problem. Do not worry about it. Your mistakes happened.
If I can provide any information, I can tell you that I did not craft that. The poison was given to me by Belmazog, who I assume got that from the Scarlet Triad. Mm. Just like she got everything else.
How about that?
Didn't I tell you the Inheritor had a plan for you?
I can't imagine what sort of judgment I will be facing.
The judgment of being responsible of being the bartender for all our balls.
Right. The mixologist, as you said.
Yes.
You'll get along with Pip and Zarf.
Who?
They're current stewards of our castle.
And as the first kobolds in our residence, they have seniority, obviously.
Oh, dear God.
I'm...
What's Pippin Zarf now? An eighth level wizard?
Phaser will soon
I'm pretty sure she's an eighth level right. alchemist.
Yeah, she's an alchemist, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A fate that Hazel will soon realize is worse than the nine rings of hell itself.
What happened to Pip and Zarf?
Nothing stirs a giant pot.
A kobold tail flopped around.
Would you like some soup?
You like some soup? It's gamey.
It's gamey.
In death,
a little burnt.
His eyes still twitch.
With the one wobbly eye. I forget which one had it. I think it was Zarf.
Yeah.
While they're definitely in charge, I encourage trial by combat to see who ends up on top.
Even in my state of servitude, told you, Malevi will best anything you throw my way.
Not servitude. I'd like to think of it as a mutual employment to a common goal.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, be careful with this one. He pays. He accepts no free labor.
That's right. It's quite
Watch out for that one. He pays his laborers.
But he gets you in a contract, he just can't leave.
No exploitation on Hell Knight Hill.
That is correct. Our tenants are very...
Hell Knight Hill.
Yes, that's our castle. I was gonna...
Rename.
You should probably change the name, right?
Yes.
I was not aware you all
were friends of Hell Knights.
Well,
Benson was.
Yes, that's correct. Remember Alark, was it?
No.
Yes, you took off... Yes. That knight, you took off his armor.
Didn't he name his firstborn after you, Benson?
Technically, he named it after all of us.
Yeah. None of you know that. It's like 5 years in the
future. That means we survive.
I saw the after credit scene.
Post credit scene.
That is a callback.
That is a callback.
What was that from, a year and a half ago?
It was way too long, and I remember planning that joke, and I remember using a Locke's voice, like driving in the car, and I had to laugh about it as I was like practicing it because I knew that I was going to laugh about it while I was like doing it on air, and it wasn't going to be fun. I was very proud of that joke. It was stupid. You guys eventually make it to the gate.
Who was with us? Was Nicotia with us and all that?
No. They stayed. Nope. They stayed. They stayed by.
Okay.
They
have a lot of stuff to do because of the fact that they now have access to the jungles that they did not before. So.
True. Yeah. So it was just like he wanted to have one last conversation with her, but that's fine. It was more like after the whole thing and then saying like you need to defeat your past or whatever. He's just like, is there no way else?
Let's do it. As you all are leaving, Elk, would you stay behind? And Nicotia is there. Sort of just peeks her head at you. Are you leaving, Elkwood? I know you expressed your wishes to be here and part of the Leopard Clan, but won't your friends need you?
They do. And I was told that I have to deal with things before I'm a danger, apparently.
And it's like every time he speaks, it's kind of something hollow, like rattling in him. Like at this point, like mm-hmm. he's like every time, it's he's kind of pissed
because mm-hmm.
you know it's like having the rug ripped from out of here. He's like, yeah, we saved a day. Let me get the retire. I just want to retire. Just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you can see she. It was her face that was saying that to you, like the image of her face saying that to you in that vision. But she has no idea what you're talking about. So it was clearly some sort of like divine spiritual thing that you were seeing.
He just kind of puts his hands in his face for a moment, like brushes back his hair. And just, well, I guess it was a thing just for me then. I appreciate everything that you've done, and I will be back. I just have to do more, and he does like. Try and find like I don't know like a that headhunter real fast and kind of gives him the old star knife that he had.
Oh,
yeah, because as kind of like a tribute.
Yeah,
it's like it treated me well. Just ignore the golden fight.
Yeah.
But,
so yeah, they take that as a sort of like you know remembrance of you. Yes. And
just say he's like I will be back for it at some point. Just. Use it well for me.
Akosa is just like, oh, I will use this if those Santa Claus come back.
Excellent.
he's like feeling like the weight of the balance and stuff like that. He's like twirling it back and
spinning on his finger.
Yeah.
Real quick, was the only reason that the Dahak people were in the Mwangi is just so they could get gold? Is that what we figured out?
I think it was just because where their Dahak's bones were.
Yeah.
Like, that it was a site of reverence. I mean, like, dude, if you're, like, dead, if your god died or something there, or the image of him.
And they were trying to gain control of the portal, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Through reading the notes, you understand that the Scarlet Triad were pretty much supporting Balmazog through it, and they did want access to the portal. So
yeah.
So the Santa Claus didn't necessarily want that. It was just the Scarlet Triad wanted them to get control of the portal for them.
Okay,
but that's gotcha. All you know.
Gotcha.
That's all that the notes really indicated.
Yeah, as you go through the notes, you continue to see that the Scarlet Triad would send Balmazog things all the time in order to support her.
Yeah, kind of like a benefactor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so. You can see that whoever this is, it works with great powers and great resources. They were able to provide the Golem. They were able to provide the Chimeras.
Whoa.
They supply the Chimeras. All right.
Yes.
This is what I'm worried about. Now that we're done in the Mwangi, and we're obviously going to be going after this Scarlet Triad, we just done with the Hawk, so...
Hoping.
Just done with the dragons?
Hoping.
Yeah.
I mean, at the same time, I don't think so. Well, we'll find out, because remember when we came through the first time, that image was in the tunnel.
Yep.
That's true. That's true.
So, is that thing's there?
Speaking of that, you guys get to the portal. What do you guys do?
Hazel, Thornscales, as we go through this, you will see a visage beyond imagination, constructed of the most terrifying of visages of Dahak himself. Just stay close to Benson and I'm sure you'll be fine.
Does he take the form of a tiger?
No.
Oh, those are scary.
What about a great, all-consuming fire beast?
Does it look like a tiger?
No. Looks like a dragon, you idiot.
Oh!
Oh, they all did.
Why would the hawk look like a tiger?
The tigers are scary. He said it was scary.
Hazel, your compatriots are quite a bit slower than you.
It's not very nice.
Benson, where are your manners?
I'm a fucking lordly knight. I don't need manners.
Fuck this shit. I don't care.
All right,
hey, Adelar. Suck it.
All right, I'll get this door open. Let's get back home.
Well, fine. Yes, of course. And he's being a little bit more short about everything right now. But he's looks into the tunnel first. Is there anything there?
So when you use the arrowhead and you sort of like trace it along the there's like a line that you sort of like trace it along.
Ley lines.
When you do that, the portal opens up and it's a big red sort of glowing wall or like portal door. So you can't see into it. You have to step through it.
Mm-hmm. Nope, it's open. Get in.
I'm going in first.
I cast Resist Energy Fire on myself and Benson.
All right. What is your plan? Because you know that the moment you step through this thing, it's going to manifest.
Yeah.
And it was a religion?
Yeah, I called it off with a religion check.
All right, so do you guys want to step through first, or do you all just want to run in together, Hazel and the Thornscales?
I mean, they should probably hold up for a second.
Hazel's curious at the very least, so she will step through. She's only a level behind you guys, so.
Oh yeah, she's actually pretty.
Yeah,
good
she's
level.
A level 8 alchemist. Yeah.
What's your plus to religion
right now?
Yeah.
Be plus like 15 or 16, I think.
Oh, where's my?
Yours is pretty good.
Where's my sheet? Oh. Give me one sec.
Where is it?
Man, this thing was so long ago that I don't have the map here in Foundry. That was back in Roll20. I'm not gonna worry about it though.
I got a +15.
Okay.
Based on our previous experience, do you think I could dispel magic on that?
That is a great question, Timmy. Let me go back to that. So, if you... Let's see. The vision of Dahak. Here it is. Hazard level 8. You guys are actually going to kill this thing.
Good.
Yeah, you know. Make me a religion check, and it'll be a little bit easier since you guys already dealt with it once.
Should I roll one too?
If you would like, sure.
34.
Jeez.
25.
Both of you got it. So you guys know that. That you could utter prayers, you doing a religion check, to a non-evil deity to counteract a Hawk's presence. It's so funny. Prayers to Apsu allow this check to be made if the character is merely trained in religion. So if you happen to worship Apsu, it's a little bit easier. You could also try a thievery check, and you can do a dispel magic.
Oh...
So, now, boldened by the knowledge that you know how to dispel things, you want to try to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I aid?
Can he aid?
What's a spell magic?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But let's...
I am part sorcerer now.
Oh, that is true.
True, I think... Can't you aid spells? Like arcane check or something?
I have an arcana.
Yeah. Right.
Seems like a Kelly question.
I do not know.
Oh.
Can you aid attack rolls?
No clue.
Well, it's a dispel magic. Is that an attack roll?
It's a spell attack roll, basically.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's...
To aid, the trigger is an ally is about to use an action that requires a skill check or attack roll. So that is the trigger. So it has to be a skill check or an attack roll. And let's see exactly what you have to roll for dispel magic. With dispel magic, you attempt a counteract check. I do not think counteract is a skill or an attack.
Okay. Well, let me get the initiative thing here first.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Well, at least I can dodge the fire.
But yeah,
easy at this point. And Benson actually can now dodge the fire.
Yeah, with my shield.
Yeah, with the shield, he gets reflex bonuses.
So as you guys walk through. Get initiative going here. Go ahead and roll initiative. You guys have plenty of time to prepare for stuff, so if you want to do your religion check for initiative,
sure.
I mean, that's totally fine by me. You know what you're getting into, at least.
Yeah. I'll stick with a 25.
Okay.
26.
Wait, so you got a 25. You said you got a 26 there.
24.
18.
Okay.
Expected.
Classic terrible world.
Vintage Kizra.
Never change. Adelari got a 26, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then Kizra on last.
I just like in the chat, Vision to the Hawk rolls for initiative.
Yes.
Like, oh god.
It does in fact go first.
Of course it does.
So, as you guys walk through, it is going to breathe a breath weapon.
I raise my shield.
Go ahead and make me basic reflex saves.
Okay. Oh, yeah, my reflex save just went up higher.
Yes.
My reflex save is fucking amazing.
Ew. I think I might have actually passed.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's a magical effect.
Oh yeah.
Is this a magical effect?
Magical effect? Gonna be asking that a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Thanks to my new shield and armor, I got a 36.
Whoa!
Whoa! My gosh!
Is that a crit?
Hold on.
I think it is.
That is a crit.
Oh my god!
Wow.
That is a critical success on a reflex save.
By a tanky boy.
Yeah. So as it goes up and just like, have you seen the guys that are like fighting fires and like oil fields and they have like the fucking asbestos shields? Yeah. Yeah, they just like walk through. That's just what Benson does. It just flows around him,
holds his shield out, and just.
Okay, what did you get?
10. Rolled a 10 for a 30. My reflex is plus 20 now.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, that is a success. So
it's time for my intimidation.
Gosh, so Benson doesn't take any damage. Elkwood doesn't take any damage.
26.
Success. So you'll take...
Oh, and Famir gets a 20 damage.
So. Okay. Success for both of you. Success for Kezra and for Famir. Battlar.
32.
Regular success for you.
Nice.
So let me go ahead and roll... That is going to be, wow, really bad roll. 17 points of fire damage, halved.
Oh, so...
Halved. Oh, halved.
Eight.
Oh, eight.
And then I get minus 5, so 3 points of fire damage.
What was the total?
17 total.
So 8.
I only gain damage. Resist energy.
Yep.
So me and Vermeer get slightly singed.
Yes. Yeah. So it's hot. Not nearly as bad as it was when you first came through. You think either that the Hawk's power is weakening or you're just getting stronger.
How'd Hazel do in that breath weapon?
Let's see what she did.
I think we told her to hold back, right?
No, she wanted to come in.
She's like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
Golly gee.
Well, my crow's not responding. That's fun.
Okay. Well, her reflex I thought was pretty damn good, too. Or, like, she was more dexterous, I thought.
Yeah. She did fine.
What about all the thorn scales?
They did not. She said, stay here. I will see what's in there. They're like, please, let's come. We want to see what's in there.
All right. We got two religious boys.
Yep.
Roll high.
So, yeah, go ahead and make me religion checks or thievery, or you can do your counteract.
I'm next in initiative.
Oh, okay, yep. Yeah, my chrome is frozen, so you you can see initiative, right?
So, Adelard begins casting, and as he's staring into this visage of Dahak, he cries out, "My hand will grasp hold of the weapon of judgment. I will execute vengeance on my foes, and I will repay those who hate me." He blasts out, "Dispel magic, heightened."
Heightened.
To level 5.
Okay.
Not
oh, sure.
Kidding around. Oh, man. That was one away from a nat 20. It doesn't get better than that, almost.
Okay.
So that is a 36 to counteract check.
So here's the thing. It's 4th level.
Oh, I crush it.
And it's critical success.
Oh.
So done.
It's done.
Dang.
With a golden light, the vision of Dahak just goes... Very, very comically, just poofs.
Hmm.
Sick.
Yeah. Benson was holding his sword upside down, about to like pray, and he's just like, "Oh,
it's over."
Kezra had the dimension door wand open.
Oh,
I'm ready.
I'm going. I'll do it.
So you.
Well, that's that. So yeah, the and then. Yeah, you deactivate it, and everything's very silent. You can still hear the smoldering of the magma around you.
Mm.
The air is hot.
Sticks my head back out. All right, come on. Let's go. Yeah.
Let's go. Those guys are like, "Where's Hazel?"
In here, come on.
I don't trust you.
Oh, my God.
Hazel, go get your thorn scales.
She's standing just in amazement at what you guys did, because she just saw a vision of Dahak, verbatim the name, and she was like, you know, she got singed, and all of a sudden she just saw him just get whisked away, and she's just like, right, yes, and she walks back in, 7 kobolds.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot in here.
You picked the winning team. Let's go.
Yep.
Wow, your castle's cool.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Yeah, we do. So we end up back in Alsa's ring.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Woohoo! Home sweet home.
Wait, before you all go through the portal, we must blindfold you. I'm sorry. It's precautionary.
You can't know how you got here.
Exactly. It's like Elvis Presley's secret room.
What?
What? Who?
Oh, nobody knows what you're talking about.
Fine. That's, yes, blindfold yourselves, and they take each of their loincloths and put it over their eyes.
Why each other's?
I have respect. Never mind.
Just get through the damn
standard procedure.
You get through with 8 kobolds with blindfolds. 7 of them are naked.
Doesn't look bad at all.
No. They'll take off their loincloths and hand it to the kobold next to them.
Krieg and Doblemane are somewhere like, no.
There's a disturbance in the force.
You guys get through.
Sick.
You are in Elsa's ring, or the Ayudara.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go see how the construction work is going.
Yes, everyone upstairs.
Oh, the construction work.
What has been going on for the Ursa month we've been gone?
So many Ursa violations.
It is 2 days away from a full month.
Yeah, cool.
You guys have been here.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. That's how long you guys were.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if HGTV is any example of how quickly things can happen.
I've seen that home makeover show. They could redo this.
Chip and Joanna Gaines can put up a new house pretty quick.
Yeah. You guys go up through the center. So you guys walk all the way up. The stairs are completely clean, refurbished. It is a gorgeous staircase going
down.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys get through. You guys go to the center. Let me see if I make sure I have this map. Oh, not that one.
Believe it or not, all the white marble was easier to get than the plywood.
Sure,
probably.
You guys get through.
Second we get up the stairs, I'm like, you could take the blindfolds off now.
Right. Oh. Seriously, put them back up.
Okay.
They take it off and they're like, wow!
You stairs!
Yeah, new stairs. Really, they know that they're. You know.
We really splurged on the stairs.
All the money went towards the stairs, actually.
Everything else looks like shit, but it's just like a white marble hand carved staircase.
As you guys continue going up, you get to the second level, so basement level, actually, because there's three. There's there's the top floor, which had like the where like the watchtower was and stuff like that.
The Gralodon.
Yeah, yeah. So, well. So that's the center level. So that's the ground floor.
Yeah.
And then you guys are in the basement, called the Citadel Ultrain Vaults. You guys get through, and it is pristine. It looks like somebody power washed this entire place. There are sconces up.
I wish
providing light.
I wish we could solve the power washing job there.
Yep.
They have like an amplified wand of water. That's just like a.
Yeah.
Whoa. No, they have a wand. PSI on that, baby.
They have a wand of water and a wall of hydraulic push.
That's right, hydraulic push.
Yeah, you guys go through and you see that the goblins are not here, but their effects certainly are. It looks like they've taken place in like certain rooms, so it looks like they're just out for the day. But yeah, everything is like cleaned. Any of the trash that was here is just like gone. There's like the middle table there in the center room. Other than that, there's like nobody here.
Pip, Zarf.
Pip, shit. Zarf.
Nothing.
Let's continue up.
Do you think the bear got to them?
Oh, big bumble? No.
They wouldn't be stupid enough to go back for that bear.
Goblins would.
Yeah, let's go check on the goblins. Yeah, they're doing.
I'm gonna with three actions. I'm gonna cast sending and like Pippin's off. Where are you? Report to the main atrium.
Where's Kezra?
Damn it!
Kezra has to do it again. They just don't say anything back.
You have to disguise yourself as Kezra.
This is Kezra.
That'd be a deception check. I don't know.
You sound too sober to be Lord Kezra.
You don't sound cruel enough.
He didn't threaten to hit me once.
He didn't call me a name one time. You're not Kezra at all.
Are we your property yet?
As you guys go up through the basement or the vaults, you see that a lot of the sarcophaguses and stuff like that are still there. They're clean, though.
Oh, well,
like they polished up the stonework. You don't know why.
I mean, it's there.
We gave him the general direction of clean the place.
Right.
Yeah.
When you guys get up through the get up to the middle or the ground floor. Let me bring you to the new map.
Gasp!
No.
Oh yeah. I gotta put your tokens on my bed.
I don't think we've ever seen this map before.
It is a cleaned version
of Citadel.
Of Citadel Alterine.
What? Shit.
I think I just need Adalar. There we are. Let me pull you guys over.
Gasp.
Yay.
Wow.
Oh, they even repaired the far wall.
They did. They repaired all of the walls.
You did tell them to do that.
They repaired a lot of stuff here.
Stairs look good. The walls are all
We have a
intact.
Dungeon.
We have a dungeon now, guys.
You guys get back to Citadel Terrain, and it's immaculate. It's perfectly clean. The steps are all fixed. All the rubble has been removed. The central courtyard is just like it's still dirt, but that's because it was a training yard at first. So
yeah.
Any of the weeds that had grown up, and the big puddle is no longer there.
Oh yeah.
But any of the weeds that had grown up have been rooted up and stuff like that. So it's a perfectly flat dirt courtyard.
We had sectioned this out into four different sections.
We did.
Oh yeah, it's like who had what and stuff.
Yeah, I think mine was the upper right.
I know. I think mine was part of the study, I think, or something like that.
Mine was part. Remember those skeletons? The skeleton blender.
Yeah, yeah, your top left. Then.
Top left. Okay.
Considering living quarters are only in one spot, isn't that kind of stupid to just cut it in four sections?
Well, we put a bed in one spot.
Is Ben going to sleep in the library?
Just put a cot in there.
Just saying. Fine. Just saying.
I mean, these rooms are whatever you make of them.
That's right. Yeah.
They're like I said. There's a lot of furniture in certain places, but most of the stuff has pretty much been cleared out. So you hear two voices.
No.
Oh no.
No. Stop. No, you'll get it.
Pip, Zarv.
Never thought I'd miss the sound of those voices so much.
You hear two pairs of feet.
Skitter.
They come from the central atrium. Is that what that's called? The foyer. It comes from the foyer. And you see Pippin's off. Now, like,
look, Ezra! You've returned!
Oh, my friends. Look, I've brought...
us friends!
I've brought you subjects. This is Hazel.
Oh, no.
You're in charge of these. These are the thorn scales or something.
Hazel just turns to Adler and is like, what's wrong with that one's eye?
Pay it no mind. It's,
Is he looking at me or not?
Have you never seen this condition before? It's quite common.
No, I heal my subjects. What? What's wrong with him?
It's just how he is. Different is not bad or weird. Different is different, and different is great.
And licks his own eyeball.
Does like the weird slow blink on one each eye.
Yeah. Independently. He's just, okay. Fine.
You get used
well,
to it.
Pippin's off. I am Hazel. And they're like, you! I don't want to hear from you. Look, Ezra.
Oh, gosh.
We need your great guidance. We took some liberties, and we paid for something for you. It's a great tribute.
Oh, no.
With what money?
Well, we told the stonemason that you are a great conquest. So we said that you would come back a god and that you could pay him.
While that may be true, I find it shocking that a stonemason would take your word.
I mean...
But I suppose I do like things paid in my tribute, so...
It's all billable work, man.
You did an admirable job on the Citadel, so let's have it.
Thank you. We were in charge. The dwarves, they've done a great job here. We were in charge of them, weren't we?
Yes, of course. Yes. Always in charge, Pippin's off.
Yes, this place is clean and perfect for your subjects and the rule that you will have over this land.
Oh. I agree. This is a great start.
Well, come, please, let me show you.
And as you go to the foyer, there is a life-size statue of you.
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know, Pippin's off. I may run you down. I may think you're worthless, but I guess even the dimmest have moments of greatness. I commend you. It is stunning.
They both turn to Hazel and they go, "We were commended." Hazel's just like, "So there's an alchemist lab, I'm still." Please tell me there's an alchemist lab.
Well, yes. We're probably going to have to buy some supplies.
We'll have to make a space for it, but I'm sure we'll find you a good spot. Thanks. Ah, Kesra, the statue really captures your likeness. The firmness of your jawline, the point of your ears, the roundness of your buttocks. Yes, they did a fine job.
Yes, they only missed the whole point of his pants being downed around his ankles.
Well, we can put clothes on the statue.
Life imitating art.
So the base of it has a plaque that just says Lord Kesra.
Is it spelled right?
Where is it located?
In the foyer, right?
In the foyer.
Right,
so as soon as you walk in, it's just
Kesra, right there. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Love
it. So yeah, there's a plaque and just a very intimidating figure of you. And so as you go out and you see it, there is a dwarf there who's just like, the little ones told me that you would be paying. Is that right?
Oh yes, Kesra. I believe this is all you.
Absolutely. This is money well spent.
Can I write a check?
What's the check?
It shall live in the glory of this foyer for generations.
Right. Well, they, while making it, they made many adjustments. So the bill comes to 5 gold pieces in total.
Oh, what? A full ass statue for 5 gold?
All right.
Yeah, like
can we get
like
a couple more of those?
Yeah. Yeah, like he raps on the statue like it's made of paper mache.
No, you guys just have an obscene amount of money.
Right.
Yeah,
so take this arsenic laced gold.
He reaches into a bag that seems to have no bottom and he pulls out a nugget and he just like chops a fifth of it off and gives it to him.
You should wash that first.
Why is it slimy?
Like I said, should wash it.
Why do I feel sick?
Be sure to wash your hands.
He walks away from the Citadel and you just see him fall.
He did not do well on the save.
Oh, no. Can't be canon. Right. We can't kill him to down.
We give him gold. We have a shame.
All right, yeah. So you guys do that. The kobolds are just like the Pippins are for like giving you the tour of your house now, as it is completely redone here.
I like how you tore down this barrier wall. A little more open concept.
Yes, we brought in a designer.
Hmm.
So we can really outfit the place.
I just like to think there is a furniture maker in Breach Hill, and these kobolds just showed up. I'm like, man, come to our creepy castle.
They had to use like spears.
There's dead hell knights in it.
Remember those weird people who decided to go fight the up there? Well, they're gods now, and they're paying us.
They're paying us.
you guys go up through the north. The cages are all clean. The whatever was like base there is like clean and done. Anything that's broken was like completely taken out. But you don't see any dwarves working around here.
Hmm.
Well, their job was probably done. Yeah. So why would they linger?
That's true.
It was just the guy making the statue.
Yeah. Or he's just waiting.
So many revisions.
So many revisions.
The dwarves probably finished like 2 weeks ago.
A week ago, actually, yeah.
And that's when they keep going, well, his nose is a little bit... like, he doesn't even do anything. It's like when Michelangelo, like, someone was insulted when he was doing a sculpture. And they were like, yeah, like, the nose has to be changed or whatnot. And he actually, he took, like, a dust, like, in his hand, and he didn't actually do anything to it, and just let the dust fall, and the guy's like, yep, looks good now. He's like,
man,
critics,
the amount of times in a graphic designer's life that you've done that.
You move it back. Then move it back. Yeah. And then they're like, yep, looks good now. yep, it does.
Jackass.
You guys walk around your house. It is clean. You guys have not seen any of the dwarves. You haven't seen anything like that. I'll say it's about still about like 9 a.m. What do you guys want to do?
I think it'd be smart to maybe head into Breach Hill and purchase some supplies for this castle.
Okay.
We could also probably update the council.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I guess we should tell them what's happening.
Well, let them know we have a trans-dimensional, interdimensional portal that they can just willy-nilly use. That's a great idea, Kezra.
I mean...
He was being sarcastic.
We don't have to tell them how we got to the Mwangi.
Indeed, we don't.
I mean,
we were gone a month. Don't worry about it.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, we just kind of walked downstairs and just disappeared.
Yeah.
So we didn't even let... Most of them know.
Hey, we're back. Here's some arsenic gold.
I don't even know if the dwarves saw you, because there wasn't much work to be done there, because they cleaned the stairs, and that was about it.
Yeah. So they just see us go downstairs, and we just disappeared for a month.
Yeah.
All right. So I just went on an adventure.
Wait, isn't there a giant golem next to Osetta's ring?
It is the door, yes.
Ah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, completely forgot about him.
All right, so, you guys, do you want to take a bath? And I only say that because you do walk into one of the rooms and there is a bath.
Yes!
Yay.
That has, it has like a pump on the side, so you can, like, pump the hot air, and then, you know, and then, like, the furnace under it. So
we don't need that shit. We could just put a staff in there.
Kezra, pass me your staff.
I'm taking a bath. Give me a staff.
Get this furnace going.
Give me the hot tub staff.
I just like, I had the wand of water. I don't even need the pump. I just had the wand of water just tipped over on the side. The staff to light the fire.
See, Hazel, I told you I'd put this to better use than anything you ever did.
All right. There's a bathtub, and as you go through the building, my Chrome is working again. In the room, all the way down in the bottom left, just outside of the devil fighting room, you find a nice little alchemical room. There's like an alchemist table and stuff like that. It's pretty rudimentary. They clearly paid for you to have some kind of workstation set up, Kezra.
Oh, right.
Yep. So they sort of the two kobolds are just like, look,
Hazel, this is where you work.
Hazel, draw up a list of any of the reagents, equipment you might need. We'll make sure to get it for you in town, or just have it built here. We'll take care of that.
It's quite cold here. How do you deal with that?
Fire.
Is light one of the braziers.
Yeah, light the braziers.
Put on a coat. You're not in the Mwangi anymore.
I am going to, since it's cleared now, I'm going to check the basement level where all the... I think the goblins ran down here.
Yes, the goblins are there.
He'll go with Benson.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of the sarcophaguses and stuff like that are cleaned and everything, but they they left them there because they weren't like, we don't want to touch that.
Yeah.
Considering...
Do you want to piss off the undead?
Yeah, there's literally undead down there.
Pippin's off. Where did the goblin tribe go?
We believe they went out hunting for the day.
Hmm. And they're living down here?
Yes.
Rent free?
Yes, they are our subjects. Just like you, pointing at Hazel.
God, Hazel's gonna snap.
Yeah, they, Pip and Zarf have like a week to live.
Pip goes first, then Zarf.
Do the goblins do any help on the Citadel?
Well, they helped when we needed things moved.
Okay. That's good. But there's nothing for them to do now?
No, not really. They've been living here quite peacefully.
He looks at Adelaide, he's like, we'll have to draw up a good rent agreement. Yes, now that their work has come to an end.
We'll have to make sure that they can, you know, standard rent for the area, but I don't want to drive up the prices just because the value of our place went up.
We'll keep it fair.
It's rent controlled,
at least for now.
Yeah, rent controlled.
Yeah.
Remember, whenever they have to draw up a new, like, agreement, yes, a little more money. A little more money.
Yep. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
I mean...
No, I'm serious!
No, because like, the goblins have been there for way before we got there.
Yes, so...
I would like to think that the economy in Galarian is not inflationary, but a deflationary economy. So as technology and advances grow, the goods and services get cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
With the inclusion of magic in any sort of economy, it's tricky.
Yeah.
Because magic solves so many problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the bottom is completely cleared out. You see that the goblins have like their own bunk beds and stuff. Like you can tell that they live there. It's a mess, but a mess in the way that if you have kids, not in the way that it's like disgusting and filthy.
Ah, another Lego.
Yeah.
Come on, they got Mega Blocks.
Yeah.
Right. Who left this caltrop here? Someone could have stepped on that.
Goblins definitely play with caltrops.
Yes, they do.
Is the tunnel into the basement sealed up?
Yes. That was cleared up, yeah.
So that... It was cleared up.
I mean, it was sealed up.
Sealed up.
Yeah,
so. Oh, so that means there's a clear demarcation of, like, our abode and their abode sort of situation?
You're talking about the tunnel.
No, I'm talking about the tunnel that leads into Breach Hill.
Yeah, there was the one that led into the pickle store.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Why would that get sealed up?
Because we wanted to.
Well, at least a locked door.
Well, we told them about it, and I thought they, like, dropped rocks into it, basically, like, to keep it closed.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because I...
Well, that was temporary, because we were afraid of an invasion.
Yeah. I mean,
you can remove stuff.
That's under the cover of night,
yeah.
We'll remove it.
Yeah.
always good to have a tunnel into somebody else's residence.
If you want to go to the Pickled Deer, you can just go to the Pickled Deer.
Yeah, exactly.
Kezra gets drunk.
Or we can sneak into the Pickled Deer.
Right.
Kezra gets drunk, wanders into the tunnel, steals pickles.
Their inventory's off just a little bit.
They're always just like, why are we always down one jar of pickles? I fermented 59. Was it?
See, my goal is just have a network of tunnels that lead to each of the businesses.
Yeah. That's not creepy at all.
Pip is off. We have a new mission for you. We know you kobolds are good at digging. We'd like to expand the tunnels underneath this area.
This only stays within these walls. No one in Breach Hill can know what we're doing.
Okay.
It is a severe invasion of privacy.
Okay, yeah. Go to town?
Yeah.
Sure. Yep.
It has been a long time since we have had a drink together at the old...
what's that place called again? It's like...
Caden's Keg.
Caden's Keg,
yes.
We could go to the Pickled Deer.
That's true. I has been a hot minute since I've had a pickle. I yearn for the brine.
I'm only kidding. That place is filthy.
All right, you guys go back into town. What time do we have to?
59,
okay. You guys start making your way back to town. I'll say it's about like noon when you guys get back, because you guys obviously
bathed.
Yes, you have. You have not. You've been
the only one who bathed in Acrovale.
I think so.
Yep. I mean, I would have.
I would have.
Stayed stinky. Okay. All right.
You kidding me? Adelar not bathing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, the even with that, yeah. I mean, you guys wanted a break.
Yeah.
So you take your armor off and stuff like that. You just get your regular clothes on. And
Benson without his armor on?
I know.
Yeah.
He takes off. You're like, wait, who is that man?
Who is that guy? You make your way back to Breachill, and you see that there is a bunch of stuff happening in town. You see a lot of you see what looks to be a lot of people with like carts running around and stuff like that. You see that there's a lot of people. You see a lot of things happening at the town council. Hmm. And as you, there's people outside and they're sort of just talking and debating about things. So you get to the front of the town council, where you guys had answered the call to heroes last time.
Oh yeah, where it all began.
Yep, and you see Greta Gardania there, who she's just like, yes, yes, Rorsk, I understand that you feel like you have rights to claim Posandi Stoneworks.
Hmm. What?
However, as you know, an investigator is still here. And Rorsk is just like, no, 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 it was proven. He was worshipping devils in that basement. Hmm. And Greta sees you all come up as she kind of like rolls her eyes. And she's like, there must be... The heroes of Breachill.
Yes.
Welcome, everyone. The heroes of Breachill. And everyone turns and they're like, oh my gosh.
They're, I know, they're... I grew my facial hair. How do
Tell me that your conquest. You were gone for merely a month. Where did you go?
We traveled far. It seems that the troubles here in Breachill extend across the great continent, the great world of Galarian. It took us all the way to the Mwangi Expanse, where we helped. Partnered with, I should say, the Ikuja Elves in tracking down more followers of Dahak. We thwarted their efforts there, and now we have returned. It seems that there is larger forces at play here. But come, pray, tell me, what is your petty squabble? I am great at settling civil disputes. That is where my training is.
Turn off your human problems!
So she sort of just
Gene
like,
Goblin, what are you doing here?
Yeah, where like, is
now listen here. So yeah, she sort of just like looks over and she's like confused that you're all so just like, oh, I want to be interested in this, when she's like, wait, where did you go? The who, the Ikuja? Like, you just unloaded information onto her. And yeah, she's just like, everyone's just like starstruck. They're all like trying to like ask you questions and stuff like that.
You can hear about it all in our latest memoir for sale.
You hear about a crowd of 50 people roll knowledge checks on the Mwangi.
Yeah, exactly. The Mwangi. Wait, isn't that the coal place? No. That's the land of the Lunar Kings. Yeah, a bunch of people are trying to figure out what you're talking about, trying to ask you questions. They're all super interesting, because you are the heroes of Breachill. She's just like, fine. What happened was that after Benson and Elkwood, after you informed us that there was some devil work in Posandi Stoneworks, I had written a letter of investigation just to ask Mr. Posandi some questions. And it turns out that things were as bad as it seemed. So, investigator came here, discovered a secret basement in his place of living and work, and he has now been arrested and taken back to Absalom for trial.
Oh my. Why, is it illegal to have secret basements in your place of abode?
No, I'm sure, as you might be able to tell, it is illegal to use the work of devils to further your business.
Yes, of course. Breach Hill's Charter, Section 5, Paragraph 2. I remember that well.
Right. There was nothing wrong with him worshipping Asmodeus, as strange as it is.
Of course there isn't.
But
he's being an asshole.
But, yes. Rorsk is just like, Gavin, that bastard! He was taking business from me! You know, he's like pissed off about it entirely. She's just like, yes.
We know.
Yes. So she just goes, so now, we were planning to have an auction on what to do with this property.
An auction, you say?
Man, yes. Eyes, Kezra.
Kezra just shakes the bag of holding and all the gold rattling around and stuff.
You just got to offload all those copper pieces, because that should be enough.
Yeah, so Rorsk is here, who's pretty much saying that, like, because because Pastandi was using devil worship and that kind of stuff in order to take business away from Tuskhead Stoneworking. Rorsk Axbane is demanding that it belongs to me. It belongs to me. That devil worshiper was using it against me.
That is quite a bold claim that you should say it now belongs.
Oh, I see. I see you agree with devils now.
No, I agree that you should have.
Out there traveling the world making deals with whatever. Yes, yes, yes.
The only deals I make are on the gaze of Avatar, I will have you know. But I do believe that there should be some retribution for the loss that you suffered. But to say that you should now own this business is quite a stretch. I would say come up with a figure of how much business that you calculate you have lost, and correlate that with the length of time that he is devil-worshipped, and maybe that would be a good way you could take that amount from his estate. But the land, as far as the land, that is priceless, as you know. Real estate can be passed from generation to generation. Unless you find a deed in the basement and have a legal claim to it.
He runs to the basement looking for it.
Or we could just buy the business and let him run it.
We're just going to slowly buy the town.
Yeah, I know. I want everything.
Yeah, we buy the business, let him run it, he pays some tithe to us. I mean, it's...
Benson, I love your imaginative thinking, but let us discuss this in private before we make an offer.
All right, smart guy. Tell me, have you paid your bill for all the work that we did on your castle yet?
Do you see this man holding this bag? We have more than enough to pay.
How much would that be?
It'd be about 20 gold pieces.
What the fuck?
20 gold? Are you kidding me? I saw flaws all over that castle.
Oh my god.
Just start throwing gold, like a single gold
18
piece.
18 gold, 50 silver.
I'm gonna do diplomacy. God. And I'm gonna be like, what is his name? Is
Rorsk Axbane. Yeah, he was the guy that was working on your castle when you left.
Just give him what he owes.
Alright, so I got a 23 diplomacy. Give me an idea of what I'm working with.
Have you forgotten how cheap we are just because we were in the jungle for a month? We don't pay full price if we don't have to.
So it, when Kester tries to talk him down, he's just kind of like, all right, fine, but you know what? Fine, but only because I like you all. Those two kobolds that was directing everything were a fucking hell. Absolute menace to society. Keep them in line.
They are free thinkers. They do as they please. As long as they do not break the law, we have no quarrel with you. So what was that price again? I don't know if I heard it correctly.
18 gold, 5
That's
silver.
That's what I thought.
I think I got that here. And he pulls it out of the bag that seems to be endless.
He takes the gold, takes it out of his hand, slaps it in there. I'm buying all of his stuff. Grant is like, no, you can do that at the auction. She's still trying to, like, control him because he's like, give me up. I just want the stone. I want the tools.
He's an angry dwarf.
He's a very angry dwarf. He also feels justified, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So everyone is just, like, amazed that you came in and settled down this entire thing. And Rorsk is now happy. Greta's now happy that everything is settled.
We come back into town after a month, and we already settled a dispute. Almost immediately.
Already settled a dispute.
Tell me, when is that estate auction again?
it's tomorrow, but we still need to do the paperwork.
Of course. I can assist with that.
As you say, I could assist with that. You hear someone in the crowd go, Addie! Addy, my boy! Uh-oh. You turn around and see your dad walking towards you in the crowd.
By the gods.
I'll see you guys next time.
Hey.
You have a dad.
I thought he just birthed out of a mountain of gold.